Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as The Word is the Way to Life. It's a wonderful joy to be able to look at the Psalms. And this journey in the Psalms through Psalm 51 through 100. And now that we get to Psalm 90, I learned something. And I didn't know that Moses, I guess I did know, I don't know why I didn't know, but Psalm 90 is written by Moses. And this is a psalm of Moses, the man of God. So let's look at it. It starts book 4, which is Psalm 90 through 106. New Living Translation says this: Lord, through all the generations, you have been our home. Before the mountains were created, before you made the earth and the world, you are God, without beginning or end. You turn people back to dust and return to the dust, for you, 1,000 years are like yesterday. They're just like a few hours. You sweep people away like dreams that disappear, or like grass that springs up in the morning, and then in the morning it blooms and flourishes, but by evening it's dry and withered. We wither beneath your anger. We are overwhelmed by your fury. You spread out our sins before you, our secret sins, and you see them all. We live our lives beneath your wrath. We end our lives with a groan. 70 years are given to us. Some maybe will reach 80. Praise be to God, Ralphie said. But even the best of those years are filled with pain and trouble. Soon they disappear, and we are gone. Who can comprehend the power of your anger? Your wrath is as awesome as the fear you deserve. Teach us to make the most of our time so that we may grow in wisdom. O Lord, come back to us. How long will you delay? Take pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love so that we may sing for joy in the end of our lives. Give us gladness in proportion to our former misery. Replace the evil years with good, and let us see your miracles again. Let our children see your glory at work, and may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful. Yes, make our efforts successful. Well, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.